you would just call it the upper level?
That's what they call it, the deck of it.
But the whole building itself, you would call it
parking? They call it parking garage. But now, I don't use that very often because, you know, we don't have
it. Yeah, okay, sure. Like I said, something was really flooded.
I've heard them.
Okay. What about, would you have a general term for very large buildings in a town? A great many stories, whether they're office buildings or apartment buildings?
Well, skyscrapers.
Yeah. Would there be any place in Mississippi that would have what you consider skyscrapers?
Not to my knowledge. Okay. I've traveled less in Mississippi than most places.
Okay. What about big apartment buildings?
They're not built that high. That's the ones I know.
What about the term high rise?
High rise in Chicago. Those would be on the list.
What kind of buildings?
I'm assuming from what the context of the statement that they were buildings for. I got the impression, I'm not saying high rise, for low income people that live in high rise buildings.
The apartments in other
words. Yes. And they are just housing for them. Well, I correct you, or we can't.
Well, I'm trying to tell what.
I mean, is that you ever used for that?
High-rise?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, that's.
Did you ever call an office building a high-rise?
It was never referred to that.
Strictly apartment.
To me, that when the reference was made, it was considered these people.
Okay. What about in the downtown area? Little roads that go between and among office buildings, not really for traffic, but.
Alleys?
Yeah. Would you ever consider, would you ever think that you'd have alleys in a neighborhood, a residential area? Would that be possible?
Oh, yeah.
Or is it just among office buildings?
Yeah, where we lived in apartment buildings. My uncle owned an apartment where I lived with him. And behind the house was an alley. Don't go in the alley after dark or whatever.
Right. And this was in Chicago?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. What about a name for a place in a town? Say a building that's burned down or has been torn down and nothing's been built there to replace it. What would you call that area?
Has it been cleaned away?
Could be.
Vacant lots?
Yeah. Okay. Say if you were thirsty, where would you go to get a drink of water if you were in, say, the courthouse?
Courthouse?
Okay, what if you were in an outdoor park?
Fountain.
Okay. Water fountain? You ever call it drinking fountain?
No. I've heard it though.
Talking about vehicles, do you have any general names for different kinds of cars and trucks? Not looking for anything specific like Ford or Chevrolet, but maybe according to how many doors that they have.
Sedan?
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Sedan is the coupe, I've heard. I know sedan.
Can you tell me the difference between them?
Well, I know sedan for the Ford or automobile. Coupe, I don't know, I've just heard it. I guess it's a two-door thing. I'm guessing. Wagon.
What do you mean?
Station wagon.
Station wagon.
People say wagon.
Just wagon. Yeah. Okay.
All right. I've heard that on commercial. That's not even funny.
What about the type you don't see too much anymore? The top can come all the way down.
Convertible?
Yeah.
Not a hill. Sunroofs?
Yeah. Okay. You ever hear those called T-tops, or is that the same thing?
T-tops.
I think.
I've heard T-bird. That was a Thunderbird.
Yeah. This is a car with a regular solid top.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about hard top?
Oh, yeah, I've heard hard top.
Well, what would be a hard top?
Well, the one that cannot convert. I mean, doesn't come down.
Solid?
Yeah.
Okay. What about trucks?
Name for trucks?
Yeah, general, again.
Would eight settle on things like that? No, that's not it.
What about the kind that you see a lot of farmers driving around? They usually have a gun in their rack, you know, in front of
I've
it.
Heard
and the back part of it is open.